Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone to Get 'em Radio, and this is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church Christmas service. Hallelujah. And we are celebrating joy to the world. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No matter what's going on right now, we say joy to the world. Hallelujah. The Lord has come. Amen. Amen. Welcome. Welcome everyone. We're going to have Pastor Mom open us up with a word of prayer.
Holy Father, we come to you with thanksgiving in my heart this morning, thanking you for just being with us and standing by us, holding the hollows out of our hands, Holy Father, we just thank you. Thank you for giving us all the praise, Lord.
Give you all the praise, Lord.
Give you all the praise, Lord. We thank you and we praise you and just give you thanks for everything you give us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
And Lord, thank our presidents and hold them and all that.
Don't know
what to do and how to do. And we just thank you and we just praise you. In Jesus' name.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to go to our scripture today. And we're reading Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6 together. And then we'll go to Psalm 34. And all this is King James. Glory to God. We'll go to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. Now, this is our Christmas service, so we're doing things a little bit different today. Some of you that, if I had your email, I have sent you an email with our handout so that we can all be at the same place at the same time. And there's some songs that we're going to be singing today, so get your voice ready for that. So check your emails to see if you have received the email of our handouts today. If you have not received an email of our 5 handouts, give me a call. I mean, not a call, but text your email to me at area code 973-951-9921. So I'll say it again as we go into our scripture, and I'll say it again afterwards as well. Check your email. If you have not received an email from me, please text your email to area code 973-951-9921, and we will send you a copy of our handout for today. Praise God. So it includes the scriptures that as we get to the sermon part, it'll have the scripture that we're reading from. It'll have the songs and even the lyrics to the songs that we're going to sing today. Amen. So let's go on to Psalm 95 and let's read together. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise to him with song. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his. We're in verse 5, Psalm 95, verse 5. The sea is his, and he made it. And his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen. Amen. And then Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, magnifying the Lord today. Hallelujah. Let's read that together. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, King James Version. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Nice and loud. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. So let's exalt his name together today. Let's tell him who he is. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the one who came for us and came out of glory to earth for us, who came to suffer, bleed, and die for us. Hallelujah, for the remission of our sins. Let's tell him who he is today. So I'll open the line briefly and let you know when your line is open. And you just tell God who he is. Magnify him today. Hallelujah. Amen. You just give us one statement. Pastor Mom, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my provider.
Amen. The Lord is my provider. Hallelujah. Minister Rachel and family. Minister Rachel and family, take your mute off.
I'm reading today, so I'm going to start.
Come on, you have to say who the Lord is to you.
Oh, the Lord is my, he's my all in all.
Amen. Amen. Now, who is this? Gabrielle?
Yes.
Okay. Praise God. The Lord is my all in all. Thank you.
The Lord is my provider and keeper.
All right.
Awesome God.
The Lord is... All right now. He's an awesome God, provider and keeper. Praise God. Thank you all so much. Amen. Hallelujah. Area code 1463. Who is the Lord to you? Area code 201463. Your line is open. Okay, we're going to close your line. Pastor Price and family, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is all-powerful, the resurrection and the life.
Amen. The Lord is, thank you, the Lord is all-powerful, resurrection. He is the resurrection and the life. Sister Carrie, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is my healer and deliverer.
I'm not hearing you well. The Lord is
my healer and deliverer.
Hallelujah, my healer and deliverer. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Carrie. Okay, Pastor Lorraine, who is the Lord to you?
The Lord is the Son of Righteousness rising with healing in his wings.
Hallelujah. Amen. The Lord is the Son of Righteousness rising with healing in his wings. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you all. Praise God. Praise God. And I just want to say the Lord is my Savior. He's my deliverer. He's the lover of my soul. I could just keep going and going. Praise God, he's all that and everything that everybody else said and much, 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 much more. So thank you all for sharing this morning. I'm going to say again that we've started basically the same way, but we are going to do some different things today on our Christmas service here. So I have sent you all, the ones that I have your email address, I sent you five handouts on one email address. So if you do not have that, please text me your email and we will send that to you. Praise God. Text me your email and we'll send it to you. But in the meantime, check your email and make sure that you do have it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Now, I was going to skip the declarations today, but I think we're just going to do at least one declaration today. And then we'll go into our prayer for finances. because the praise and worship and the word today are all going to be mixed together. Praise God. So we're going to go into the word, we're going to sing, and then go into the word some more and sing some more. Hallelujah. Just praise God today. Amen. So here's our declaration, and we want to say from Job 22 and 28, it says, "Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine on thy ways." Hallelujah. So as we're declaring and decreeing, it's being established. And I'm telling you, I have seen it. I'm seeing it. I'm seeing it happen. Hallelujah. The light is shining upon our ways in the name of Jesus. And then Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, "The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever." So his word stands forever. And this declaration is based on the word of God that we're going to read today. And, I always give you all the status of the orchid. The orchid is still alive. Hallelujah. And the orchid is still blooming. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we've noticed that not only is the orchid blooming, but the plants that are around the orchid seem to have gotten a new life and are just blooming and just green and just alive. So we praise God for all that that stands for in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So let's say our declaration today. God is doing something. Hallelujah. Repeat after me.
Christ
has redeemed me from the curse of the law.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, germ, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly. In the name of Jesus. Every organ and every tissue of my body functions in the perfection
that God created it to function.
And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank God. We thank God for his word.
Yes,
and hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we are the healed of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. And now we're going to pray over our finances. And if you have been on this line before, hallelujah, you know that what I've been saying all this time, and I see it, I know it to be true, the Lord is, he's an awesome God. And as the children were saying today, and he's doing something with finances right now. There is a wealth transfer that is going on. And the word of God has said it years and years and years ago that the wealth transfer would happen. Well, it's happening right now in the midst of this pandemic. And so it's so important for us not to be afraid to give. Some are hoarding food. We won't say hoarding. Some are storing food. Some are preparing for whatever's going to happen. And you still have to make sure that part of that preparation, and this is what the Lord made so clear to me about a week ago, part of being prepared for if this world goes into a famine, part of being prepared is that we have given in advance. Hallelujah. That we are givers. And so whatever comes, whatever goes, we still have harvest that will spring up exactly when we need it. So just, make sure, purpose in your heart that you will continue to give and be a cheerful giver, as the Lord has said in his word for us to do. Amen. And he will take care of us. Hallelujah. And last week I was saying, I heard this song again. You're somewhere in the future, and you look much better than you do right now. You're somewhere in the future, and you look much better than you do right now. So if you're not doing well now, in the future, you're going to be doing better. Hallelujah, as you give. Praise God. Amen. If you're doing great now, whoa, watch it. It's going to be even greater with the overflow from the Lord. So let's pray over our finances now. Repeat after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances
to you.
Be in charge of them. And use them
for your purpose.
May I be
a good steward
of all that you give me.
And walk
in total agreement
as to how it's to be spent.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Help me
to remember
that all I have belongs to you and to be grateful for it. I pray
that I will find
a perfect balance
between spending needlessly
and being miserly. May I always
be paid well
for the work I do. And may my money
not be stolen, lost.
Devoured, destroyed,
or wasted.
Multiply it. So that what I make
will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not
be anxious
about finances.
But seek your kingdom first.
Knowing
that as I do,
I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Now there's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, and you all have been giving. Praise God. You have been giving. All these three ways, and we praise God for you. You can give via Cash App, and the Cash App is $ESLCCC, and that stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church, $ESLCCC. You can also give at the door if you're in the Heritage House. Hallelujah. So it's number 2E. Hallelujah. Giving at the door. You can make your checks payable to ESLCCC. You can mail it as well to 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Praise God. So we're going to pray over your giving as those who are giving even now. Hallelujah. Putting your, writing your checks out, going to your Cash App, whatever you're doing right now. We just lift all of you up in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for those who are tithing. Your word says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Your word says that if we would just give 10%, that you would open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that would be too much for us to receive. Sounds like overflow. We thank you, Lord God, for those overflow blessings that come with tithing in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord God, when we tithe, you said you will rebuke the devourer for our sake. Hallelujah. So that means that our money will not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Hallelujah. We thank you for that, Lord God. We thank you as well for those who are givers, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You said, give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. There's that overflow again. So we thank you, Lord God, for the overflow for the givers as well. And we also always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11, hallelujah, that says that you will make us a thousandfold more than we are and bless us as you have promised us. And we thank you for that, Lord. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, at the beginning of the broadcast, I was telling people to check your email. Those of you that I have your email, check your email and see if you have the handout that we have. We're doing something a little different today. And so we're going to be going through the scripture today. And so I want to make sure you have the handouts. We have scriptures that we're going to read together. And then we also have songs that we're going to sing. Well, I'm not going to hear you singing, but if you sing, we're all going to have a good time together. Amen. Amen. I know if I open up the lines, it's going to sound like the day of Pentecost. So we're not going to open up the lines except for those who want to read. We'll be reading from, let me go back again. Check your email. If you do not have an email from me with our handouts for today, you can text me, send me a quick text and let me know, and I will send you a copy of our handout today. So as we're reading, you'll have all of the information that we have in front of us, and we can all be together in the same place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'll look for your text if you're texting me. But please look in your emails. The last email that I had of you, I sent it to you. Praise God. Amen. So today we're going to go into our word for today, and the title of it is The True Meaning of Christmas. Hallelujah. The True Meaning of Christmas. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we just bless you. We thank you. We honor you, and we adore you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for coming here on earth, Lord God, to live among us. Hallelujah. And you are still here, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this wonderful time of the year to remember your entry as fully human and fully God on this earth. And we thank you. We thank you for that. As we remember, Lord, bring even more to our remembrance. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God, that you are so in our hearts. You are all in our spirits, all through us, Lord God. And we thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all that you've done. Hallelujah, and we love you. Touch us today, Lord God. Hallelujah. Touch us and let what you did so long ago be fresh and new in our hearts and in our minds. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we're going to be reading from Luke 2:21. Excuse me, Luke 2, verses 1 through 21, and this is known as the just the account of Jesus' birth, and out of all of the scriptures, this is the account of Jesus' birth that is spoken of the most, from Luke 2, 1 through 21. So we'll be reading that today. Now, if you are a good reader and would like to read, you know, press your number one key, and when we get to the place of reading a part of it, we will open up your line and let you read. Now, I'm going to say this, Minister Rachel and family, you're going to be reading verses 15 and 16. So prepare yourselves for that. Now, anyone else, if you would like to read, because we're kind of breaking them up, because in between, I'll say a few words, and then we'll sing some songs in between. Pastor Mom and I are going to start first. We're going to read the first part, but not right now. We'll get to that part. But we have verse 8 through verse 14 that we would like to have someone to read. And I'm going to ask Sister Carrie, if it's any different than that, please text me and just let me know. We'll get someone else. But I'll say it again, Minister Carrie, we're having you to read verses 8 through 14. Minister Rachel and her family, verses 15 and 16. And then we need someone to read verses 17 through 20. And then someone to read verse 21. So press your number one key if you are available to read. Praise God. Amen. So we'll just get started. We're not reading quite yet, but I just wanted to say a few things as we get started. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Amen. So the true meaning of Christmas. You know, there has been controversy about Christmas. There are people who are saying that Jesus wasn't born on December the 25th and that Christmas and many of its traditions are rooted in paganism. So we want to talk about the true meaning of Christmas. Now, first of all, if you look in the Bible, you look through all the scriptures, you do go through the concordance and check it out, you will not find a scripture that says that Jesus was born on December the 25th. You just won't find that. But this is these are the things that we do know for sure. And what we know for sure is what is in the Word of God. Hallelujah. So according to the Word of God, we know for sure that Jesus was born. Hallelujah. That we know. And that as we read Luke 2, 1 through 21, we find that Luke made sure that he added historical facts when telling about Jesus. Let us know that Jesus was born during the time of the Romans' occupation. And we also know for sure, according to the Word of God, that Jesus is the Son of God. Hallelujah, and the Son of Man, because he was born of the Virgin Mary. So you can say it like this. He's God on his father's side, and he's man on his mother's side. Amen. Hallelujah. So he is fully God and fully man. And we know, these are the things that we know, and I'm so into that. There's a lot of things that I don't know, but there's things that I know, that I know, that I know, and those things I'm sticking with. And I'm not going to get all clogged up on the things that I don't know. So we know that we need it, and we still need him as our Savior and Lord. So for these reasons, I personally will continue to celebrate Jesus on December the 25th. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So when Jesus was born, it was a very dangerous, it was very dangerous for him. Herod found out through the wise men that Jesus would be known as the King of the Jews. So Herod tried to have him killed. Have you noticed that Christmas and Hanukkah and the winter solstice are all around the same time? Very interesting. I really think that throughout history, it was dangerous for Christians to celebrate Jesus. So while the Jews and the pagans were celebrating, they were as innocent as doves and wise as serpents, and they celebrated Jesus. Now, during my lifetime in the United States, it hasn't been just as dangerous to celebrate Christmas. But, I mean, we've seen some things when it comes time to celebrate Christmas. We've seen where it's been, you know, very commercialized, where so much is being said about Santa Claus, and then now the Grinch is the big thing for Christmas, which I don't get it. I just don't get it. And so so we see different things going on. We see, and God gives us eyes to see, because if he doesn't give us eyes to see, it could go right over our heads. So we see that, there are those that would try to take the Christ out of Christmas. And I can recall many years ago when they would take the word Christmas and instead of Christ, put an X there, and then Xmas. And it seemed like such a nice way to abbreviate that big word Christmas. But what it was really doing was Xing out Christ, and trying to X out Christ out of Christmas. But the true meaning of Christmas is Christ. Hallelujah. And if he's not in Christmas, we ain't really having it. Amen. We having something, but it's not really Christmas, because Christ has to be in Christmas. Hallelujah. And as Minister Rachel, when she says Christmas, she doesn't say Christmas, she says Christmas. Hallelujah. So the true meaning of Christmas must have Christ. We see so many decorations, you know, beautiful lights and trees and all this, and we can get so caught up in the decorations and all of that, and without even knowing it, you know, we could X out Christ out of Christmas. But we must keep him in Christmas in every part of our lives. He has to be there. He is our Savior. He is our Lord. Just recently during the pandemic, I mean, I believe it was even just yesterday, that the United Kingdom in London and Britain, they were saying that Christmas is canceled due to the pandemic, because there's been a strain of the coronavirus that has gotten even, it seems to have gotten even worse in Britain over the past week or so. And so they're saying that the prime minister is canceling Christmas. Well, he can say whatever he wants to say. However, we celebrate Jesus in our heart. Hallelujah. Now, if he's talking about being able to go to the store, no, you can't go to the store like you did. Talking about gathering together, many people coming together and gathering together in one place. No, that's not going to happen this year in the United Kingdom. However, nobody, no one, nowhere can stop us from celebrating the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords in our hearts. Hallelujah. And then, you know, like I said earlier, even back then in those days when it was very dangerous, I mean, it was a matter of life and death kind of dangerous. if you were to celebrate Jesus, people could be killed. They could be actually executed back then. And so, you know, the early Christians began to just celebrate while everybody else was doing their celebrating. They were doing theirs. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I think I, when I used to go to like football games and basketball games, everybody was there and they're cheering for their team. And I'd be, hallelujah, glory to God. So I was just praising God because everybody else was yelling and screaming. I was just saying, hey, I use this as an opportunity to yell and scream his name. Praise God. Amen. So the background to what we're going to read today was, as we go to Luke chapter 2, we're going to be reading, for those who just joined the line, we'll be reading Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 21, and we're reading sections out of that. Praise God. Hallelujah. So the background is that Elizabeth and Zechariah, who was the priest and the cousin of Mary, was past childbearing age and barren. And an angel came to see Zechariah while he was working in the temple and told him about his wife Elizabeth going to be pregnant. And so, I mean, they were both, as I said, past childbearing years. So Zechariah, when he heard, he didn't believe at first. And because he didn't believe it, and the angel knew that he didn't, he could not speak until after the baby was born. And that baby was John the Baptist. So after Elizabeth got pregnant, because she did just as the angel said, hallelujah, and then an angel appeared to Mary and told Mary, well, and then Mary got pregnant by the Holy Spirit, and the angel said for Mary to go see Elizabeth because she is pregnant. And then when Elizabeth saw Mary, her baby, who was John the Baptist, leaped in her womb. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So that's a little bit of the background before we begin to read this. So as I said, we're going to read, and then we're going to have, we're going to sing some songs in between reading. Hallelujah. I see. Pastor Lorraine, are you available to read? If you are, press your number one key. Who else do I see? I see Sister McDowell, if you're available to read, press your number one key for me. Or, you know, or send me a text. Because number one key may not be working. Amen. So now, I see other people have joined the line. I'll say this again. We're reading from Luke 2, 1 through 21. I have sent you a text, your last known text. I sent it, email. I've sent an email to you with this, all of this information in it. So I've sent that to you. If you do not have a copy of the handouts that we have, please text me and let me know, and then I will send it to you. Okay. All right. So I'll say this and then we'll go on. Our Dr. Lorraine is sending me a correction and saying that Xmas was not an attempt to remove Christ from the word, even though I think it was, but perhaps later some people used it that way. Thank you. But in Greek, the X actually is Jesus's initial. Okay. and also like it, and at Andrew's Cross, I'm not getting this well. So let's just leave it at that because the stuff, it didn't come through good. So, amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm still using Christ, though. I'm not using the X. Praise God. But I thank you for that information that you sent. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to know people who know things, who know even more things. Amen. And I appreciate that. That's why she's a good Bible teacher. Praise God. And on tomorrow at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, we will have Dr. Lorraine Navarro teaching a Bible teaching on tomorrow. Praise God. The same number, 516-418-5699. Praise God. Okay. So Pastor Mom and I will start with the first reading the first scriptures here, and then we're going to sing Away in a Manger. Now, some of these songs I have music for, some I don't. Away in a Manger, I don't have the music for. So we'll just sing that a cappella together. Amen. So I'll start reading. Pastor Mom will come in. And it came to pass, we're at Luke 2 in verse 1. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. Verse 2, and this taxing was first made when Cyrenus was governor of Syria. And I just want to say that this is one of those historical events to let people know that Rome's rule was worldwide at the time. Pastor Mom, read verse 3.
And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city.
Amen. Verse 4. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David. Now, and this lets us know how Jesus got to Bethlehem, because he could have been born in Nazareth, but instead he was born in Bethlehem because of this taxing rule. Verse 5, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. Pastor Mom, verse 7.
And she brought forth a firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the tent.
In the inn.
In the inn.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So this is when Jesus was brought forth, when he was born. And these swaddling clothes, hallelujah. And I'm sure that Dr. Lorraine can tell you so much about swaddling clothes, but they were just, he was wrapped tight in these clothes. And then a manger was a long open box or trough for horses or cattle to eat from. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's sing the song now, Away in a Manger. Hallelujah. And if you have the papers that I sent to you, then you have that song, Away in a Manger. Amen. So sing it with us. We won't hear you, but just sing it with us, okay? Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus. Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes. But little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, look down from the sky and stay by my side until morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take them to heaven to be with thee there. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's go on to verse 8. Hallelujah. Sister Carrie, are you able to read?
Yes.
Okay, verse
and there
8,
were in the,
14.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were so afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for, behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, laying in a manger. And suddenly there were with the angels a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So angelic presence. Hallelujah. You know, they just appear whenever God is doing something spectacular on the earth. Amen. Thank you again, Sister Carrie. Praise God. Hallelujah. So now this song, and it's called Glory to God in the Highest. So, gosh, I wish you guys were here. We just together. Amen. This is a song that the Lord just laid on my heart, and it's really the scripture, and he put a melody to it and then gave it this pretty cool part for everyone to sing together. And it goes like this at the end. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. I'm going to sing it again. So when we get to that part, you just got to put your head back and just sing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So I'll sing the solo part. You be ready for the glory to God. Amen. Okay. There were shepherds staying in the field by night, watching their flocks of sheep. Lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. The angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy that shall be to all people. Unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This shall be a sign unto you. You shall find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. Suddenly there was with the angels a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, your turn to sing, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I can hear the music. I can hear all of that connected with it. And we pray a Holy Ghost copyright on all of that in the name of Jesus. Amen. So now we go to angel. We have heard on high. Hallelujah. I know you can sing that. Praise God. Angels, we have heard on high. All of the papers here are rattling and looking for them. Hallelujah. Angels, we have heard on high. Thank you, Lord. There we go. And let's sing. Angels, we have heard on high, sweetly singing through the night, and the mountains in reply, echoing their brave delight. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Shepherds, why this jubilee? Why these songs of happy cheer? What great brightness did you see? What glad tidings did you hear? Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King. See him in a manger laid, whom the angels praise above. Mary, Joseph, lend your aid while we raise our hearts in love. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Gloria in excelsis Deo. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now the rest of the songs we have music for. Praise God. Amen. So, Minister Rachel and family, praise God. You all will be reading Luke. Amen. Luke 2, verse 15 and 16.
And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing.
And see this thing.
And see this thing
which has come to pass.
Which has come to pass.
Which the Lord have made known unto us.
Have made known unto us.
And they came with haste.
And they came with haste.
And found Mary.
And found Mary.
And Joseph.
And Joseph.
And the babe.
And the babe.
Lying in a manger. Amen.
Amen. Thank you all. Thank you all so much. Hallelujah. And so, out of all the people on the earth, the Lord would allow shepherds to see the Lord first. Amen. We're going to have this song, Mary, Did You Know? Praise God. And if you have the, you know, you can sing along with it. Amen. As loud as you can.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy will one day rule the nation. Did you know that your baby boy has this perfect lamb, the sleeping child you're holding is the grave. The great I
God. Praise God. That song is so beautiful. And Mr. Lowry, I think his name is Greg, and he sings with the Gaithers. Every other thing I've ever seen him do was comedy. And I was very surprised to hear that he had actually written that song. And I just think that someone who wrote a song like that, or God gave a song like that, you know, has a relationship with him, a close relationship. So I praise God for that. Amen. So Sister McDowell, we're going to open up your line, hallelujah, to read for us Luke 2, verses 17 through 20. And then Pastor Lorraine will be reading verse 21 to as we end. Amen. Go ahead. And thank you so much, Sister McDowell.
You said Luke 2:17 through 20?
Yeah, 17 through 20.
Okay. Now, when they had seen him, they made widely known the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all those who heard it marveled at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they have heard and seen, as it was told them. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have a song that goes with that, of how this song came about. Go tell it on the mountain. Praise God.
Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and watching for silent flock by night.
Hallelujah. Go tell it on the mountain. Hey, probably most of you never heard that rendition of it. The bluesy rendition of Go Tell It on the Mountain. Hallelujah. They told it all over the place. So everybody heard it. Hallelujah. Even the ones who love blues have heard about Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And we're going to have Dr. Lorraine to read our last verse for today, Luke 1 and verse 21. Praise God. You got your mute on? Pastor Lorraine?
Of course I had my mute on.
Okay.
And that actually, me and Zacharias, we have that in common. See? He was mute until John was born. Anyway, but before I read, I just wanted to thank you for this morning, for this. This is just so nice, just being able to just settle into the scriptures and hear them and, you know, relish them. It is the central part of all that we do for Christmas. Okay. So Luke,
amen.
Chapter 1. Sorry?
Chapter 1, verse 21.
People waited for Zechariah and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple.
Oh, no.
I told
wait,
you you meant chapter
sorry.
2.
Luke 2.
Yes,
we're,
21.
We were in Luke 2 all day. This multitasking is just, it's a beautiful thing. I thank God.
Amen. But
I
follow orders. I do exactly what I'm told.
Before, but
okay.
We're in Luke chapter 2. Okay? Sorry about that.
Amen. And when 8 days were accomplished for the circumcising of the child, his name was called Jesus, which is so named of the angels before he was conceived in the womb.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to go to, it's not our last song for the day, but with this part of it, we'll go to Jesus. Oh, what a wonderful child. Praise God. Thank you, Pastor. Jesus, what a wonderful child. Hallelujah. When I lived in New Jersey, there was one of the house mothers, Mother Wimberly, that would sing that song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And just really grew to love that song. So we've read, and we've read Luke chapter 1, Luke chapter 2, verse 1 through 21. Hallelujah. And so, you know, when we talk about the true meaning of Christmas, this is where we find it in the Bible. And actually, we find the true meaning of Christmas all over the Bible. Hallelujah. And the true meaning of Christmas is Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah. So for all of us, is that our eyes are open to see Jesus during this season. We want to see him. And whatever's going on, every situation, every circumstance, there's a lot that's going on this year. And I would say, you know, this Christmas, I'm really in prayer for those whose loved ones have gone home to be with the Lord. In my life personally, I've not seen it like this before. You know, I've had multiple people pass in my family. Before, and you know that when it happens around Christmas time, it's very important to remember the true meaning of Christmas, and then we can all still celebrate. Thank God so much that all of the people that I know of who've gone home to be with the Lord at this time, they went home to be with the Lord. They knew Jesus as their Lord and as their Savior. And, you know, as I said, we're in prayer for those who have loved ones who've gone home to be with the Lord around this time of the year. And I just pray, just Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord God, for comforting each and every person whose loved one has gone home to be with the Lord, even around this time, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God, for that peace beyond all understanding, guarding their hearts, guarding their minds, all of our minds. I'm included in this as well, guarding our hearts and guarding our minds at a time like this when we remember that our loved ones were with us last Christmas this time and Christmas is before, Lord God. We thank you, Father, that you just bring back those wonderful loving, kind memories, Lord. And we thank you, Lord God, that you gave them to us for a certain time. Lord, we have them in our lives. We have the opportunity to know them, to love them, to be with them, Lord God. And you gave us that opportunity. You put them in our families and in our lives, Lord God, to be with them. And we just didn't know the time would be this short. But we still want to thank you. And we say, Lord, we find no fault in you, you know, during this time. You came to earth to suffer, bleed, and die for us. So we find no fault in you, even this time as we go through during these holidays. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord. Keep our minds stayed upon you. Hallelujah. And loving you, Lord God. And we praise your holy name, in Jesus' name, amen. Amen, amen. And we, you know, we're so grateful for everything that the Lord has done. Now, this song, this next song that we want to sing is called The 12 Days of Christmas. Now, there is a 12 Days of Christmas that talks about the Lord's leaping and the partridge in a pear tree and all of that. And from what I understand, and we're not going to discuss that today, maybe some other time, from what I understand that all of those symbols of the Lord's leaping and the partridge in a pear tree and all of that has something to do with something in the Bible. And it was kind of like a secret code for something that was in the Word of God. So there are writings about that. You might want to check that out. But the one that we're going to sing today, and I think it's not only fun, but it's anointed too. And if you don't have a copy of it, which I sent a copy of it in the email. But if you don't have a copy, just Google the Christian 12 Days of Christmas, and you will find it. Christian 12 Days of Christmas. And I really like this song. And when I sing it, it's just, it has an anointing on it. So it talks about the first day of Christmas, Jesus gave to me salvation full and free. The second day, everlasting life. And then the third day, peace in my heart. The fourth day, love for all men. The fifth day, joy for my soul. The sixth day, power from on high. The seventh day, a body glorified. The eighth day, a robe and a crown. The ninth day, mansions above. The tenth day, streets of pure gold. The 11th day, 1,000 tongues to sing. And the 12th day, eternity to praise. Praise God. So we have the music here that goes with it. I'll be singing with it. And come on and let's have fun and let's sing it together. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. And yes, all of that and more. All of that and more does the Lord give to us, that Jesus gives to us. Amen. So as we get ready to close, we just want to say for those of you, amen. First of all, that was fun. I enjoyed that. My voice started trying to go out, but I enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. Amen. And Sister McDowell, if I ever do this again, I'm going to enlist you to sing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And I wish I had done it today. So praise God. Praise God. If you guys don't know, Sister McDowell is the one who sings our opening song every Sunday. Amen. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Praise God. Hallelujah. So that was a lot of fun. And all of that is true, how he's given us salvation. Amen. Thank you, Sister McDowell. She says, I'm in. Praise God. So all of that is true, what it says here that Jesus gave to us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just wanted to say this, even as Christmas is coming up, we want to make sure that you do have salvation full and free so that Jesus can give you all of these things, everlasting life, peace in your heart, love for all men, joy in your soul, power from on high, a body glorified, a robe and a crown, mansions above, streets of pure gold, 1,000 tongues to sing, and an eternity to praise his holy name. You're going to want that. Hallelujah. Maybe some of that you don't get it right now, but I'm going to tell you, when eternity comes for you, you're going to want that. Hallelujah. There's everyone lives forever. Hallelujah. Everyone is going to live forever. It's in one or two places. Either we live forever with the Lord Jesus Christ, or those who have not received him will live forever in a burning hell. And apart from him, and the hell is really being apart from Jesus. That's the hell. And so you want to live forever and in a good way with the Lord. And so he's made it very easy. He's done all the work. He's done all the labor. You know, he was born. Hallelujah. He was born of a woman, one that he created. He was born and he came here to suffer, to bleed, to die for our sins, for my sins, for your sins, so that you could come to heaven and be with him. Hallelujah. And so he's even saying to you today, receive me. And if you're not sure, some people do believe that they are saved already because of the good things that they've done. Us being good is not good enough. Hallelujah. Salvation comes from receiving Jesus as our Lord and as our Savior and receiving the works that he did. When he was born, he came here to work the works of the Father so that we could be saved, so that we could be reconciled with the Father God. So he came and he did what he was supposed to do, because he said when it was all done, he said, I'm finished. He said, it is finished. Hallelujah. So today is your day to receive Jesus. If you're not 101% sure, this is your day to receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him would not perish but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. So he wants you to have that eternal, that everlasting life, forever, even in his presence. Hallelujah. And I'll say it again, that there are so many people who are leaving out of here very quickly. So many people who were alive and well one day and who are gone the next day, whether it's COVID or whether it's something else. You want to make sure that your eternal life is secure, not eternal death, but your eternal life is secure. And that means that there after you die, you're in the presence of God. And he loves you so much that he took care of all that long, long time ago for us to be able to receive him. In Romans 10:9, it says that if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. So confessing with your mouth is simply making a decision to say a prayer. Believing in your heart is to decide to believe everything that the Bible says. You may not understand it all. You may not be able to quote it all, but to just believe it. Make a choice to believe and to receive what was done for you on the cross. So repeat this prayer after me with all your heart. Dear Lord Jesus,
dear Lord Jesus,
I believe
you died for me.
Come into my heart. Come into my life.
Be my Lord. Be my Lord.
And be my Savior. Show me your ways. And help me to follow you. And now I know. According to your word. That I'm born again. I am saved. And heaven is my home.
I have eternal life.
In Jesus' name. Amen. And Lord God, we just lift them up to you in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for filling them to overflowing with your Holy Spirit and power, and also sealing them by your Holy Spirit, that every word, hallelujah, that is from you, Lord God, grows on the inside of them. And we thank you, Lord, for leading them to a Bible-believing church, hallelujah, or even we receive them into the East St. Louis Christian Center Church, hallelujah, as well. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. So thank you all so much. We praise God for you, praying that you have a wonderful Christmas. What we're going to be doing with Get 'Em Radio is tomorrow we'll have Lunch with Lorraine, our Bible teaching. Hallelujah. Excellent Bible teaching. That's from 12 noon Central. Beginning at 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then on Tuesday, we'll be praying in tongues at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. If anybody wants to volunteer to pray in tongues for a 15-minute increment, just text me and let me know, and I'll put you on the schedule for that day. And then we'll have our interpretation. Praise God. And this Monday will be the last Lunch with Lorraine for this year. And then Tuesday will be the last Praying in Tongues for this year. We'll be back in January. And then on Thursday, we'll have our speaker, Joy Bryant, Minister Joy Bryant, at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. And we've been playing her album and just having a really wonderful time doing that. Praise God. And so she'll be there on Thursday, Christmas Eve, and she'll be preaching the word on that night. Hallelujah. So, take the opportunity to listen to her as well, and we're going to, like I said, play some of her music from her album as well. Amen. We'll be back here next Sunday, and I'll be preaching on a word that the Lord has given to me for the end of 2020 and preparing us to go into 2021. Hallelujah. It's a wonderful word, and the title is Loaded and Praising Our Way into 2021. Hallelujah. I love this word that he gave. Amen. So we're looking forward to that on next Sunday. And then the rest of that week, we're going to take some time out and be in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. And then Get 'Em Radio will be back. So we'll be here next Sunday. And then... After that, Hallelujah. We'll be back the Sunday after that. Amen. That'll be the first Get 'Em Radio will be East St. Louis Christian Center Church on January the 3rd. And you know what that is. That's communion and our tag team preaching. Hallelujah. So we welcome all of you all then. But first, next Sunday is the 27th. We'll still be here on the 27th. So praise God. Amen. So I think that's all that we had to say today. And we thank God for all of you. I'll give you a moment here. If anyone wants to say anything, you have any prayer requests, press your number one key. And we'll open the line for you. I see Minister Rachel and Sister McDowell with your number one key pressed already, but I think that was from earlier. But anyone else, if you wanted to say anything, praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, amen. Pastor Price. Oh, welcome, Pastor Price.
Oh, I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the program today and all the songs and was just thanking God for being in your midst today. I thank God for wonderful service and all the readers and everybody. God bless you. I love you, your mom, Apostle Kizzy, and all the ones on the line today. God bless each and every one of you. Thank y'all so much. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price. It's good to have you with us today. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. Okay, Sister McDowell, I got your message. Amen. Okay, anyone else? We're going to have Pastor Mom close us out in prayer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Father, we just thank you for this day, and thank you for being with us and standing by us, Father. I ask you to bless each and every one that was here today, and I pray you your holy name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. We are now dismissed.
Amen. Merry Christmas, everybody. We pray you have a wonderful Christmas. Right, Pastor Mom?
Yeah, wonderful Christmas.
Amen. We're going to have a nice, quiet Christmas ourselves here.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. So, amen. Hallelujah. I think that's all that I wanted to say. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. And I think we'll end with a nice Christmas song. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, this is our friend, Brian Austin. So we're going to end with him singing O Holy Night. Amen. Oh,
all night when Christ was born.